Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
Paula Spitali.
The Bellringer Skeleton. Corte Bressana at San Giovanni in Paolo was home to one of the last bellringers of San Marco, who lived in the 19th century. The man was almost 7 feet tall and had incredibly large hands. His height was so anomalous that it never went unnoticed. One day, as he was leaving Sunday Mass in the Basilica, the director of a Venetian scientific institute took notice of the man. His first thought was that his skeleton could be the highlight of the institute's anatomical collections, so he decided to speak directly to him. The professor insisted, until he finally persuaded the bellringer of San Marco to commit, in writing, to leave his skeleton to the institution after his death, in exchange for an adequate amount of money. He had been perplexed by this strange request, but all things considered, he thought, "Why not sell my poor bones now? I am fairly old, but the professor is much older than I am. He will die soon. If 2 or 3 years go by before I pass on to another life, this agreement will certainly be forgotten." So the bellringer signed the contract. The professor paid him and jokingly added, "When you die, I will put your skeleton in a large glass case and I will put a bell in its hand. The skeleton will guard our collections." In his heart, the bellringer was convinced that this would never happen, and he hastened to reach the closest tavern. He was a wine lover, and now that he could finally afford it, he began to go to the tavern on a daily basis. He had not spent all of his money yet when he had a stroke, right there at the table in the tavern. So his skeleton was given to the professor, as stated in the contract, who put it in a glass case inside the institute, with a bell in its hands. Today, the bellringer skeleton is at the Natural History Museum in Venice, the former Fondaco dei Turchi on the Grand Canal. It stays in place until it is almost midnight, at which time it climbs up the bell tower of San Marco and rings the toll of the larger bell, the Marangona. Then it walks unsteadily along the narrow streets that lead back to the bellringer's old house, ringing the bell and stopping passers-by, begging to buy back its bones.